British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has suffered a defeat in the House of Commons, and the source of his thrashing is a throwback to the old British Empire, the Gurkhas of Nepal, soldiers who've served the British military since the 19th century. The Prime Minister wanted to limit the number of retired Gurkhas who could move to Great Britain, and that's where his trouble began. Here's NPR's Rob Gifford.
27 members of the ruling Labour Party crossed the party divide and voted against their own leader and in support of offering all Gurkha soldiers an equal right of residence in Britain. At present, there are restrictions on how many Nepalese veterans can come and live here, even if they've served long years in the British Army. The government says allowing all veterans and their families in would mean some 100,000 Nepalis entering Britain at a cost of about $2 billion. Opponents say the number would be an absolute maximum of around 20,000, and so far only 1,300 have applied. The issue has become something of a lightning rod for much recent criticism of British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who tried in Parliament to strike a balance of firmness and generosity.
We are determined to honour the service that the Gurkhas give. We have been very proud of what they have done for our country. We have made major changes over the last few years. We are prepared now to make major changes again, and we are prepared to continue to review the situation for the future, but it must be based on proper facts and proper figures, and it must be based on the ability to make decisions that we can afford.
The Gurkha soldiers have served in the British Army since the early 19th century, when Britain suffered heavy casualties trying to invade Nepal. A subsequent peace deal allowed for the recruitment of Nepali soldiers, who were known then as now for their toughness. In World War II, there were more than 100,000 of them serving in the British Army. That number is down to just 3,500. But the soldiers are still selected from young men living in the mountains of Nepal, with about 28,000 of them applying each year for the rigorous selection procedure from which just 200 are chosen. Opposition politicians, such as the leader of the Liberal Democrat Party, Nick Clegg, mocked Gordon Brown for his stance on the issue.
What kind of answer is that? It's the answer of a man who seems to know he's doing a shameful thing, but hasn't got the guts to admit it or change it. It's the answer of a government that has no principles and no courage. I ask him again, surely simple, ordinary British decency means that soldiers who are prepared to die for this country deserve to live in this country.
The Gurkha cause has been greatly helped by the support of actress Joanna Lumley, who starred in the television series The New Avengers in the 1970s and more recently in the comedy Absolutely Fabulous. Lumley was born in British India, where her father was an officer in the 6th Gurkha Rifles, and she's frequently seen at rallies like yesterday's celebrations issuing the traditional Gurkha war cry.
When it came through, we saw it in the screen in the corner. I can't tell you the sense of elation, the sense of pride. Pride in our country, pride in the democratic system, pride in our parliament, in the fact that people's voices do matter, they are heard by our politicians, and we can change things. Ayo Gorkhale!
Immigration Minister Phil Woolis told MPs that the government respected the will of the House of Commons and would look again at the figures. Certainly on this issue, Brown seems to have misjudged the public mood. As one letter to the Guardian newspaper read this morning, one Gurkha is worth 100 greedy bankers. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.